Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Miami Vineyard Podcast. We hope this message encourages you, breathes life into you, and helps you experience God's love. Enjoy the message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Vineyard. My name is Debbie, and I'm one of the pastors here. And happy Mother's Day to all of you ladies. Happy Mother's Day to those of you joining us online as well. Well, pastor is just one job I have, one title I have. Another title I have is wife. I am married to our lead pastor, Pastor Kevin, and that right there is a full-time job. Just that right there. But I am also a mom. I am a mom to four amazing kids and one just so average kid. No, really, I am mom to five incredible adult children, and right now they're all texting each other trying to figure out which one is the average one. So that was kind of fun. That was worth it right there. But out of all of my titles, my favorite title is Grandma. I am grandma to the cutest, smartest little 2.5-year-old on the planet. You might be seeing a picture of him, and if you don't agree with me, I'll just fight you for it, because I think he is the cutest and smartest, and in just a few months, he will be a big brother to grandchild number 2. So, yeah, I'm excited about that. But Mother's Day is our day, ladies. It's our day to be celebrated as moms. It's our day to relax and take it easy. And somehow, I found myself working. And Pastor Kevin gets the day off. I don't know how that happened. I'm kind of confused about it, but I'm hoping it translates into some really good presents later on today. That's what I'm hoping for. But I'm here and I'm excited about what we're going to be talking about in just a minute. But if you don't have our app, now is the perfect time to get it. The Miami Vineyard app, you can go to your app store, search Miami Vineyard, find it, download it, scan the QR code in front of you. You can find our message notes for today on there. Just click on this weekend and you'll see the message notes. They're in English and in Spanish. You can also use paper copies of our message notes. They're at the tables at the back, at the entrances, and you're welcome to get up at any time and get those. Or you can just relax and follow along and listen. Everything will be on the screens behind me. But as we begin today, I'd like to ask you a question. How many of you are parents? Let me see. I see those hands. If you're online and you're a parent, just put parent in the chat. Well, parents, I'm going to tell you a little story, and I want to see if you can relate to this, okay? When we, Kevin and I, had our first child, most of the pregnancy, labor, and delivery was my job. I don't know how that works with any of you other parents, but it was mostly my job. It was all my job. He had nothing to do with it. So labor and delivery, it happens, that child is born, and once that baby comes, most of the care of that baby was on me, too. I changed most of the bad diapers, if you know what I mean. I fed the baby. I was up in the middle of the night with the baby. I took the baby to the pediatrician. I did most of the work, and I just knew our son loved me best. I knew that. So when it came time for his first word, that moment every parent waits for, that first word, I just waited with bated breath because I knew he would say me. And I waited and waited, and finally his little mouth formed his first word, and out came Dada. Can anybody relate to that? Anybody else have that experience? Yes, yes. And not only that, Kevin went on to teach every one of our kids to answer this question: who's your favorite person in the whole world? And they would say, Dada. He called it training. I called it brainwashing. Babies aren't the only ones who get a little confused about what to call someone. Sometimes people who follow God get confused too. In Christianity, we believe in a God who is one, but is comprised of three persons. And we call that idea the Trinity. And that's a little bit confusing, but you've probably heard people pray, or maybe you've prayed, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the three persons of the Trinity. And I think the Holy Spirit can relate to every mom, because just like Dada, we talk about Father and Son way more than we talk about the Holy Spirit. So that's why we decided to do this series that we're in right now, a series about the Holy Spirit called Empowered, because we believe the Holy Spirit can help us live life on another level. Today, I want to talk about how the Holy Spirit can help us be better parents. And I don't think I've ever met a parent, and especially a mom, who thinks they are just killing it. No parent thinks they're doing an amazing job. As a matter of fact, I recently saw a sign that said, behind every great kid is a mom who's pretty sure she's screwing it all up. So we mess up. We feel guilty over and over again, and we repeat the cycle. We simply think we're just bad parents. Well, bad parents, there's a verse in the Bible just for you. And here it is. Luke 11 says, "As bad as you are, parents, you know how to give good things to your children. How much more then will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" Even as a bad parent, I give my kid good things. I give them good food. We give them good clothes and shelter and education. We give them good things. But just imagine, with God being an incredible, amazing Father, how good his gifts must be. And I'm so happy that all we have to do is ask, and it says he'll give us the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit can empower, upgrade, and level up our parenting. I don't know about you, but that gives me great hope. And I realize that Mother's Day can be a hard day for some people. Some of us get to celebrate, but for others, man, it's a day of grief and stress. And maybe it's the first Mother's Day you've had without your mom. And that grief is just raw. It can be the 10th, the 20th, the 30th Mother's Day without your mom, and you still miss her. Or maybe another Mother's Day rolls around, and all you've wanted to be is a mom, and once again, it hasn't happened. I understand that, and I know your feelings are so raw and so real. But do you know that parenting is so much bigger than biology? We can parent people. We can be a mom and a dad to people that we don't birth, but to people who we mentor, people we work with, people we live next door to. Parenting can be so much bigger than we think. So I hope we can remember that as we explore this topic. Today we're going to talk about how the Holy Spirit can help us be better parents, be empowered parents in whatever form parenting looks like for you. So we're going to look at three ways the Holy Spirit wants to help us. So getting into it, as you parent, the Holy Spirit will, number one, give you strength. Give you strength. And that's good news. That's good news for me, because I don't know if there's anything else I've ever done that's been as hard as parenting has been. It doesn't matter when they were little newborn babies or now that they're adults. It is hard. Nothing has drained me more physically, emotionally, spiritually. Nothing, no job, no position, no relationship has made me feel so inadequate as being a mom has. Physically, I've been so exhausted that I have just melted into a puddle of tears. There was a season in my life where we had, when our third child was born, we had a 3.5-year-old, a 1.5-year-old, and a newborn. And do you think they ever napped at the same time? No. Sleep was a hard thing to come by. That's about the season in my life where I discovered the joys of coffee. And I like to call it my liquid sleep. It helped me parent. How many of you can relate to that time of no sleep? It's rough. If you're online, just put in the chat, team no sleep. You know what it's like. And the physical strength, just to do something simple, like get all the kids and go to the grocery store, was just incredible. It would be rounding up the three kids, hoping it's not nap time for one of them, taking them out to the car, buckling them up in three very different kinds of car seats, doing gymnastics to get that done, drive to the grocery store, unbuckle them all, get them in a shopping cart, hoping there's room still for groceries, walking through the store, bribing the older ones that if they behave, they could get a cookie at the end. Thank you, Publix, for helping me parent. Yes. Then you get to the end of the store, and you've got to put all the groceries up on the conveyor belt, and now the kids are hyped up on sugar, and they're crazy, so you've got to keep them calm. You pay for the groceries. You go back out to the car. You buckle them back into the three different kinds of car seats. You drive home. You bring them all in the house, and then you have to find something to entertain them because you need to make 43 trips between the car and the house to get the groceries inside. I'm exhausted just telling the story. It's physically draining being a parent. And parenting is emotionally draining as well. Toddlers may tire you out physically, but teenagers, they get you emotionally. And wait till you get to the college years. Then your children drain you financially. But that's another story. I heard that, amen. Parenting is hard work that demands strength, and many days we run out before the day is out. But the Holy Spirit can empower us. He can give us a supernatural strength to parent. Just look at this promise from Ephesians. I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. We often run out of our own resources. I am weak and frail, and I run out. I run dry. But the great news is that God's resources are unlimited and infinite, and they never run out. We can have a finite supply of strength, but his are infinite. Imagine if we could just tap into that infinite supply of strength. And tapping into that gift of strength isn't hard. It's not hard to plug into it. It's not like when you're at the airport and your phone says 2% battery, and you're wandering around with your charger trying to find an outlet anywhere you can, an outlet somewhere in this airport that works. I need to plug in. I need power. It's not that hard. It is so easy. All the Bible says we have to do is ask. Holy Spirit, will you give me strength? And it seems like it can't be that simple, but it is. It's that easy. You can ask the Holy Spirit to help you in the middle of the grocery store. You can ask for help in the middle of a tantrum, in the middle of the night. It takes a lot of strength to be a parent, and the Holy Spirit wants to help us. Moms, sometimes one thing that might help us parent is retail therapy. That's what I call it. So right now, we want to help one mom with her retail therapy. So I'm asking Pastor Kevin to come join us. So let's hear it for Pastor Kevin. It's just chemistry between us just made that sound happen. That was it.
Happy Mother's Day to all the moms again in the house. Woo! So right now, some lucky moms are going to win a few gift cards here right now. So first gift card is to Loft. And it is going to be, I want to give this out to the mom in the room who has the youngest baby. Are there any moms who have a baby 3 months or younger? Any 3 months or younger moms? 3 months or younger moms?
Anybody?
All right, how about a baby 6 months? Anybody 6 months and younger?
Oh, I saw. Right here.
Oh, we got some hands up.
Oh, we got hands up here, yeah.
How many months? We got to figure out how
many months. How many months? Five?
Do we have five? Are they all 5, 5, 5?
Oh, you got to ask birthdays. See who's the youngest.
Okay. Birthday? When's the birthday?
Birthday? December 2nd. November 9th. Still younger.
And? When?
December 11th. I think that's our
they
winner.
They win.
They win.
Winner
December
back
11th.
Here. Winner, winner, winner. Hey, congratulations. Wow. Wow, you scared me there for a minute. Okay. Now, we want to go the other direction. We want to give out... Who's
a gift card to the oldest mother. Now, I know, women, you don't like to admit your age. But for a $100 gift card, you'll admit your age. Even Pastor Kevin would admit he's older than 35 for a $100 gift card.
For $100, I'll admit I'm 36, okay? So look, we want to give this out to the grandma, to the mom in the room who's oldest mom in the room today. So, do we have any moms who are 75 or over? Any 75 or more?
90.
Whoa.
Oh.
Where's a 90?
Oh, 90.
Seriously?
No. I heard a 92? 92?
No, is it really 92?
Oh, 82.
82. Do we have anybody else? 82? Anybody beat?
84.
80 what? 86? Anybody? 88? Where's 88? 88?
Woo!
You win. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Wow. 88. $100 gift card coming your way. Okay, finally, we have one more mom we want to honor today. Now, this, anybody, if you're a mom, you're eligible for this one. So this is called the birthday mom. We're going to pick, we have all the birthdays in this jar. We're going to pick one out. Whoever is closest to this birthday or on the birthday in the month, you're going to win right now. So here we go.
I can be bought, just if anybody wants to.
Pastor Debbie can be bought. Okay. Yes. All right. If your birthday is in the month of March, but if it is March 1 through March 5, any birthdays March 1 through March 5? Do I see any hands up? March 1 through March 5. All right.
Oh, I see one over here.
When is it? March 3rd. March 1st. March 1st. Anybody else? March 1st, March 3rd, March 1st. The actual retail price is March 2nd.
I'm fired.
You all win. All right?
Okay.
Kathy, I got one here. I got one more backstage, which I'm going to get right now. And so we're not giving away 100, we're giving away 300 each of these. So, and look, the mom that I got one more too hiding way in the back. I can't, too much time to go get it right now. So, the mom that didn't get one of these, go to the guest services right outside here. We got one waiting for you afterwards. So, we didn't give away $100 card. We give away $300 gift cards because the Vineyard is crazy generous. All right. Moms, we love you. Congratulations on your big day. Here again is Pastor Debbie.
Hey, moms. Congrats to all you moms who won. And I tell you what, you're going to be tempted to share that, to spend it on your children, other people. Don't do it. That's yours. Spend it on you, okay? So congratulations on that. Hope that retail therapy helps you out. So the Holy Spirit can give us strength. Another thing the Holy Spirit will help you with is He will have your back. Number two, the Holy Spirit will have your back. We already said that parenting is a hard job. But I can't imagine parenting alone. Parenting as a single parent. Moms and dads who are going it alone, I admire you. And single moms, you are my hero. Can we hear it for single moms? Dads, your day is next month, okay? So we're just talking about moms right now. But whether you're parenting alone or with a partner, wouldn't it be great to have someone who always has your back? Someone by your side, someone standing next to you, fighting with you and for you. Here's how Jesus describes the Holy Spirit in John 14. And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you know him because he lives with you now and later will be in you. So Jesus calls the Holy Spirit our advocate. That means comforter, encourager, or counselor. And it's reflective of language that we use in a courtroom for a lawyer or attorney who sits right next to you and has your best interests at heart, someone who's fighting for you. In Greek, the original word is paraclete. And that word comes from when the Greeks would go into battle and fight a war, they would go by twos and they would stand back to back. So that way someone always had your back. Someone looked out for your blind side. That's what the Holy Spirit is. Your paraclete, always having your back. He will protect you, fight for you. Jesus is saying, I'm asking God to send you the Holy Spirit, and he's going to have your back. He'll be your ride or die. He wants to be with you, fighting for you in every parenting battle. And I can just see it right now. Parents are getting excited. They're thinking, oh, next time I fight with my kids about keeping their room clean, the Holy Spirit's going to swoop in with a supernatural chancleta and hit them over the head, and they will keep their room clean forever. Wouldn't that be nice? But it doesn't work out like that. I'm sorry. But the Holy Spirit can give you wisdom. It can give you wisdom so that you speak with your children in a teachable moment. And what I mean by that is when you just find the perfect time to say the exact right thing, and they hear it and receive it well. That's what the Holy Spirit can help us do. He can encourage you as you parent to be loving yet firm, consistent and fair with your discipline. Here's another way the Holy Spirit can help you. He can have your back. He can let you know when you need to apologize. And ooh, that's rough. There's something about us as parents that we just feel like, I brought this child into the world. I don't need to apologize to them. Some of you might think you don't need to apologize to your children. If you have been a perfect parent, if you've done everything exactly right, said everything perfectly and in the proper tone, you never need to apologize. But for me, I have messed up. And I need to apologize. I need to say those hard three words. I am sorry. And that's so hard to do. With my kids being adults, as I get older and wiser, I realize that there are things I did that maybe I did them with good intentions, but I realize I was really trying to make myself look good. And I put expectations upon them to be and behave a certain way, and it wasn't fair to them, and I've had to apologize. Let me give you some parenting advice here. I get asked often, Kevin and I get asked, you've got five kids, they're all grown, they're productive members of society, how did you do it? So here's what I tell people. This is free of charge. Ready? Do not save up money for college. They look at me strange. What? Do not save up money for college. There are loans and grants and scholarships for college. Instead, save up money for their therapy. There are no loans, no grants for that. They've lived with you for 18 years. They're going to need therapy, okay? That's my advice. And I am only half kidding when I say it. That's real. The Holy Spirit wants to help you be the best parent you can be. He wants the best for your kids, even more than you do, believe it or not. And sometimes that may mean he convicts you when you mess up. And if he brings something to your mind, apologize for it, because it can be so healing and freeing in the relationship, and it models for our kids how to ask for forgiveness. So the Holy Spirit wants to level up our parenting. He wants to empower us by giving us strength. He's going to have our back. And thirdly, he will reveal truth. Reveal truth. Here's something else Jesus says about the Holy Spirit. In John 16, he says, "When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He'll not speak on his own, but he'll tell you what he has heard. He will tell you about the future." This is probably my favorite thing that the Holy Spirit can do for us, especially in parenting. He'll guide us into truth. He'll show us things that you don't know anything about. Have you ever had this experience where you're in another room or maybe another location, and all of a sudden you know your kid is getting in trouble? You just know. I think that's the Holy Spirit. Has your kid ever accused you of having eyes in the back of your head, Mom? That's the Holy Spirit back there helping you out. Have you ever had that moment of thinking, oh, my kid's messing up, and only to find the two-year-old with a Sharpie behind the couch, drawing on the couch? Had that happen. Or the teenager who you told, no, you can't go to that movie, but they sneak out with a friend and go to the movie. Yep, had that happen. Or those promptings or those nudges when your kid comes home with a new friend and, ooh, you just have red flags, that feeling in your gut, like, mm-mm, it's no bueno, not this one. Listen to those warnings. Heed those warnings, because that's the Holy Spirit. That's what God has given you to help you parent. For example, a couple of weeks ago, I woke up remembering a dream I had, and I hardly ever remember my dreams. I just don't. And I woke up just thinking about one of my daughters. The dream was so vivid, so real, and I spent the whole day really being concerned for her and just thinking about her and praying for her. And later that day, I get a text that she was going through some medical issues and had gone to the doctor, and there were some things she was concerned about. And I just believe that was the Holy Spirit prompting me to pray for her. That's how you can be an empowered parent with the help of the Holy Spirit. But I want to give you a word of caution. Just like last week, we talked about supernatural healing and why some people get healed and some don't. If you missed the message, go back on YouTube or go to our website. Any of these messages have been great, so check them out there. But Pastor Kevin talked about why that happens, why some people get healed and some don't. It's because we're stuck in this time where Jesus has come once, the kingdom has come, but it's not here in its fullness. It won't be here in its fullness till Jesus comes again. And then everyone will be healed. Everyone will know in full. So we're stuck in this in-between times. That can happen with our parenting. We can do everything right. We can be listening to the Holy Spirit, and things can still go wrong. Several years ago, Pastor Kevin and I were on a church softball team. And half of the team was made up of Vineyard people, and the other half was made up of people we wanted to be Vineyard people. And we joined a city league, and what we did was we were just trying to reach people for Jesus. We were just trying to introduce them to something they probably wouldn't see in another context. They didn't come to church. So we played softball. We even had Miami Vineyard t-shirts, bright green shirts that we wore. And we were kind of very average. But this one year, we made it to the playoffs. We made it to the playoffs, and the game was so close. We were playing this much better team, but the score was tight. We were out in the field, and there was one out and one runner on first base. Kevin was pitching. I played second base. Our kids even came to the game. They were sitting in the stands cheering us on. And I am not a great athlete, so I have to compensate for that by thinking a lot. So I would think before every pitch, what do I do if the ball comes to me? What do I do? What do I do? So I was ready. There was one out, one runner on first. I'm playing second base, and I think, if the ball comes to me, I'm going to catch the ball, throw it to first base. Catch the ball, throw it to first base. So I'm ready. I'm doing everything right. I'm where I need to be. I've got my glove up. I've got my head in the game. I'm doing everything exactly right. At that moment, Kevin pitches the ball. The batter was a big guy, big young guy. He spanks the ball. The ball comes screaming in my direction, and I'm thinking, yes, I don't even have to move. This is glorious. I'm in the right place. I'm just going to put on my glove, catch this line drive, throw it to first, get him out, double play, innings over. Yes. But he hit the ball so hard that it was knuckleballing. It was moving in the air. So the ball comes right at me. I have my glove up. The ball lifts, hits the top of my glove, and smashes into my face. I instantly fall to the ground. My nose is gushing blood. My kids are screaming, "They killed our mother!" My first thought was, I have lost every tooth in my mouth. That's what it felt like. And I don't remember what happened with the game. I think we had to forfeit. Kevin took me to the urgent care to get checked out. And on the ride there, my face started to just swell, just like huge. And I turned colors. I didn't know the human body could turn. It was amazing. You know it's bad when they send people into the room to look at you, not for medical reasons, but just to look at you. Psst, get a load of that lady in room two. Woo! So they took x-rays and nothing was broken. It was incredible. I even had stitch marks on my face of the softball. So I healed. Time went on. I just looked like I had been in a big fight. Everything was okay. It went away. But I was mad. I was mad because I was doing everything right. I was in the right place. I was doing the right things. I even had on God's t-shirt. And I still took it in the face. That's what parenting can be like. You can do everything right. You can be in the right place. You can take your kids to church. They can come on Sunday. They can come on Wednesday. They can watch only the right TV shows. They can hang out with only the good kids. And things can still go wrong. You can be empowered parents, but our kids aren't robots. They are humans. And they can choose their own paths, and they might choose some paths that we don't like and we don't agree with. Here's what Jesus said just a few verses later from the last verse we read. I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Because here on earth you will have many trials and sorrows, and that kind of describes parenting some days. But take heart, because I have overcome the world. We will never be perfect parents this side of heaven, but we can be better parents with the power of the Holy Spirit. So let's pray. Let's pray together. And if you could just bow your heads and close your eyes, nothing weird's going to happen. It's just to block out distractions. And let's pray. So come, Holy Spirit. We invite you to come and fill this room. Lord, I ask you to touch those here, touch those listening. God, I want to thank you for the parents in this room who are trying to do their best. Lord, I pray that you give them the strength that they need to do the job you've called them to do. Lord, for other people, as Monday rolls around, give them the strength they need to do the job you've called them to do. And Lord, I want to pray for moms today. Lord, first I want to pray for those people who are missing their mom so much. Lord, will you bring comfort? That's another name for the Holy Spirit is the Comforter. He wants to come and comfort you as you miss your loved one. So God, bring them comfort and peace today. Lord, for the ladies sitting out here who just want to be a mother so bad, Father, I pray you will do miracles in their life, and that next Mother's Day it'll be a different story. And Lord, today I want to pray for the moms who think they're messing up. God, encourage them. Be their advocate. let them know that you've got them and they've got this. And lastly, Lord, I want to pray for the parents who know they need to apologize, that a relationship is broken and fractured, and they need to make that phone call, Lord. They need to make that first step. So God, give them the strength, give them the courage to get over themselves and make that call and restore that relationship by asking for forgiveness. And Lord, we pray for miracles today as you help us parent. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for joining in today. If you enjoyed this podcast, we'd love for you to leave a review, subscribe to this channel, and share with a friend. We'd also love the chance to connect with you. You can text the word NEW to 786-705-8930. Again, that's NEW to 786-705-8930. And we'll give you some next steps with how to plug in and get connected here at Miami Vineyard. We hope you have an amazing week, and thanks again for listening.